Raja Uvacha. The king said, Shutam was heard, Anvikshitam was considered, Brahman, O Brahmana, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Ya, which, Abhashata, he has spoken, Na, not, Eta, this, Jananti, do know, Upadhyayaha, the teachers of fruitive activities. Kim, why? Na bruyaha bruyuhu, they did not instruct. Viduhu, they understood. Yadi, if. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivin Swami Shri Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Iskcon. Translation. The king replied, My dear Brahmana, whatever you have said, I have heard with great attention, and considering all of it, have come to the conclusion that the acharyas who engaged me in fruitive activity did not know this confidential knowledge. If they were aware of it, why did they not explain it to me? Purport. Actually, the so-called teachers or leaders of material society do not really know the goal of life. They are described in Bhagavad Gita as Maya Apahruta Jnana. They appear to be very learned scholars, but actually the influence of the illusory energy has taken away their knowledge. Real knowledge means searching out Krishna. Vedaischa Sarvai Ahameva Vedyaha. All Vedic knowledge is meant for searching out Krishna, because Krishna is the origin of everything. Janmadi Asya Yataha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devanam. I am the source of the demigods. Thus, Krishna is the origin and beginning of all demigods, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all others. The Vedic ritualistic ceremonies are concerned with satisfying different demigods, but unless one is very advanced, he cannot understand that the original personality is Shri Krishna. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. After hearing the instructions of Narada, the king Barhisman came to his senses. The real goal of life is to attain devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king therefore decided to reject the so-called priestly orders that simply engage their followers in the ritualistic ceremonies without giving effective instructions about the goal of life. At the present moment, the churches, temples and mosques all over the world are not attracting people because foolish priests cannot elevate their followers to the platform of knowledge. Not being aware of the real goal of life, they simply keep their congregations in ignorance. Consequently, those who are well educated have become uninterested in the ritualistic ceremonies. At the same time, they are not benefited with real knowledge. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very important for the enlightenment of all classes. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Barhisman, everyone should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and abandon the stereotyped ritualistic ceremonies that go under the garb of so many religions. The Goswamis from the very beginning differed from the priestly class that was engaged in ritualistic ceremonies. Indeed, Srila Sanatana Goswami compiled his Hari Bhakti Vilas for the guidance of the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas, not caring for the lifeless activities of the priestly classes, take to full Krishna consciousness and become perfect in this very life. That is described in the previous verse as Paramahamsa Sharanam, taking shelter of the Paramahamsa, the liberated soul, and becoming successful in this life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तु ते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरवक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। Here Srila Prabhupada is this King Barhisman, he understood the instructions of Sri Narad Muni and he was lamenting how he did not get the real knowledge and how his previous Kula Gurus, they have misdirected him to perform various kinds of ritualistic activities, fruitive activities, which actually lead him to even hellish planets, even after doing all the ritualistic ceremonies and all that. So Srila Prabhupada wrote very nice purport. In the beginning, he established how, in the beginning, that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the demigods also they worship. And then he elaborated how various religions like Christianity, Islam, and even in India, all various groups of people, so-called Hindus and all, you know, they misguide people and they don't give real knowledge and keep people in ignorance. Then he stressed upon taking shelter of a pure devotee, you know, who is perfect in knowledge, right? So the first thing, other day I was giving one lecture in one congregation. One young boy, he was attending lectures regularly, and then he remarked that after he was actually a philosophy student. After attending your lectures, one thing we immediately come to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we do not know all these years. Then I said, actually I was giving some lecture on one topic, and then in between he said something, and then my attention was completely diverted. Then I thanked him profusely. Then I cleared it that this is all because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. You know, even Atri Muni, even though he performed severe austerities and penances for 10,000 years, still at the end of the day he could not come to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, but even a small baby in ISKCON, he immediately comes to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, so that is the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement for this age of people. And it is a special mercy, because this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most confidential knowledge. You know, like one devotee was saying, like this Bhagavad Gita, first six chapters, last six chapters, and then middle six chapters. Like, you know, like it's like a sandwich. First six chapters, you know, it's like a upper part, upper bread, and then last six chapters are the lower bread, and then in between, the sandwich of pure devotion service is there. Right? So one has to very carefully read Bhagavad Gita, middle six chapters, you know, to know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to understand that the performing pure devotional service is the goal of human life. Srila Prabhupada writes in that verse, in the purport to the verse, where if somebody is not Krishna conscious, you know, what is that? Nasti buddhir ayuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavana, nacha yuktasya shanti, ashantasya kutasukam. In that Srila Prabhupada writes, the ashanti is because of lack of goal in human life. So if you have, if you know that goal is attain Krishna consciousness, to attain love of Godhead, then there will be no more ashanti. So the entire human society is suffering because they don't have a goal, that attaining love of God, Krishna, is the goal of human life. Right? That is why Srila Prabhupada stressed upon, to teach that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like once in the beginning, in 1966, when Mukunda Prabhu, first time he met Srila Prabhupada in his room separately, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, can you teach Sanskrit? Srila Prabhupada said, okay, every Saturday I will teach. So gather some boys. So he called everybody and told all of his friends, you come, you know, Swamiji is going to teach Sanskrit. Then he himself purchased one easy guide to Sanskrit grammar, and he purchased one a special ink pen to write Devangiri script and all that. So on Saturday morning, four people have gathered, and then Srila Prabhupada also was very meticulous. He purchased a blackboard and a chalk piece, and then he arranged. Then he took out paper, and then he wrote down Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. So this is the first lesson of Sanskrit that they got. Then Srila Prabhupada was teaching, Ishvara means the Supreme Controller, Parama, then Krishna, like that, we have word by word. So Mukund Prabhu and one more boy, Carl Jagans, they were attending. Only four boys were attending. Later on they were talking. When they were listening to the lesson also, they were thinking, oh, actually this Swami's mission is not to, aim is not to teach Sanskrit, but he wants to propagate his own beliefs and own religion and all that. But even then they said, okay, they liked it. And then after the explanation of this verse is over, Srila Prabhupada, now you learn how to write Devangiri script. So he made them write, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sajjanananda. So actually Srila Prabhupada was not interested to teach Sanskrit, but when these boys have expressed interest, he said okay. But actually he was in the garb of teaching Sanskrit. He was actually teaching, Krishna consciousness, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this one lesson, had so much effect on him. So later on, they got initiated, they got married, and then one day they approached, Swami, we are leaving today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Oh, where? Oh, we are going to India. I said, oh, when? You are flying? No, we are going to San Francisco. Then from there, we'll meet some friends and then we'll go. Then he was telling, oh, San Francisco also scene is very good. People are interested in God consciousness, spiritualism. They will be interested to know. Then he quoted, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Then Prabhupada's eyes became widened. Oh, you remember that verse? Yes. So then he told, Srila Prabhupada told him, Mukunda, why didn't you open a center in San Francisco? So like that, Srila Prabhupada's mission was, to imprint this knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Srila Prabhupada was in Chennai, he was well received, because South Indians are very pious and they have a lot of respect for sadhus and all. Their culture is like that. But they were all Mayavadis. Chennai, full of Mayavadis. 90%, like, that's why in 3 years we built a second phase project, 30 crores. For 25 years, they are not able to build a temple in Chennai because nobody gives money. So difficult to collect donations and all because everybody thinks I am God. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada, then there is an assembly of judges, lawyers of high court and lower courts, and so many, all the judges and lawyers and advocates and all, they have assembled there. There is some meeting and Prabhupada gave a lecture. Then he was explaining how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all that. He was explaining basic philosophy and all. So they were not, he could understand, Srila Prabhupada could understand that they were not able to understand, or this knowledge is not penetrating their hearts. You know what Prabhupada did? he stopped the lecture. Then he asked each all elderly judges and all lawyers and all, he asked each and every person who is sitting there. He is making him, you know, you just say, just like, you know, I, you, U, like we teach, you know, then the teacher says, ah, you say, ah, then the boy also says, ah, like that, you know, he is making all the judges and lawyers. You just say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the judge will say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he would ask the next fellow, you just say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then that fellow will say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Like that, he made all the lawyers and judges sitting there to say, you know, at least once, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that, Srila Prabhupada was, you know, instrumental to understand that, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You know? So, then all the people, they easily came to know. Like, these Americans and Europeans, they are more fortunate in the sense that they could easily understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Rather than Indians. Because, you know, in Indians, they have all this hodgepodge. You know, so many, every Thursday we have to go to Sai Baba temple or Lakshmi temple. Tuesday, Ganeshji temple. You know, I asked Vandi, why on Sunday you can't go or what? You know, on Tuesday is huge rush in Ganeshji Mandir, right? In Siddhi Vinayak. I asked one person, why you have to stand in the queue? Other days you can't go or what? Other days is not God? So, but they don't, there is a ritual, this is called ritual. You know, this is called ritual. So, Srila Prabhupada condemned this, you know, this ritualistic, you know, fruitive activities and all that. You know, direct, what is that? Sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki. Right? Sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki. So, the sonar, you know, goldsmith, tuck, 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 you know, he keeps on working. But a blacksmith, heat it and in one shot. So Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is like a process of goldsmith. One shot you learn that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like in 1968, when Srila Prabhupada was in Montreal, Gopal Krishna at that time, he was working in Coca-Cola and he was in search of God and spirituality. He was visiting churches and all that. Then one day before, when Srila Prabhupada was arriving first time in Montreal, he was given an invitation card, you know, to attend Srila Prabhupada's lectures and all that. So he was very interested. And one of his friends, Mr. Mukherjee, he also happened to meet Srila Prabhupada before or something. Then he recommended that, I met so many sadhus and all. But this sadhu, when I touched his lotus feet, it is different. He recommended Srila Prabhupada is completely transcendental. So then Gopal Krishna Maharaj became very interested. And both the friends there used to attend. So once Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in one church, you know, in church. And then he was explaining Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all that. So when the lecture was over, Srila Prabhupada asked, are there any questions? This Mr. Mukherjee raised his hand and he started shouting at Srila Prabhupada. Why are you saying that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why? There are so many gods. Why are you saying that Krishna is a supreme? In church, especially, you should not speak like this. Why are you saying that we all should surrender to Krishna? Like that, he started shouting at Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada just ignored him. And then all the other disciples, they became very, very angry. And they just wanted to pull him out by force. You know, Srila Prabhupada ignored him and then he asked, any other questions? Like that. So later on, after some time, Srila Prabhupada asked Gopal Krishna Maharaj, why your friend Mr. Mukherjee is not coming? Well, Maharaj said, Prabhupada, he doesn't, I think it's better you don't meet him. You know, he's very envious and blasphemous against you. She said, no problem. I think I must have hurt him in my previous life. Now he has taken his revenge. No problem, you call him. So, then Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Montreal, there was a financial difficulties, and then he was asking what to do. You know, then he asked some Indians, you know, to give money and all. Then the disciples were saying, of course some people are giving, Srila Prabhupada, but they were not interested, you know, so much to come to the temple or take up Krishna consciousness or give money to the temple, but something they are giving. Then Srila Prabhupada said, these Indians, they are like a new crows. You know, new crows. These old crows, they become fed up of eating garbage, so they are not so enthusiastic. But these new crows, you know, they came from India, they are not so much accustomed to, you know, all this sense gratification available in Canada and all. So that's why they are very eager. That's why they were not interested. Then still Srila Prabhupada said, Indian civilization is just like elephant. Elephant, whether is alive or dead, still same value. When elephant is alive, very valuable, right? Very expensive. But when he's dead also, his same value he gets because of the tusks and all that. You know, like that, whatever it is, Indians, they at least they have some knowledge that Krishna is God and like that. So Prabhupada was very concerned that, you know, these Indians are getting spoiled. You know, so this is a great contribution of Srila Prabhupada to the human society. That is why in 1969 Srila Prabhupada thought, okay, my body is giving me warning, I may not be able to finish the entire Bhagavatam, so let me finish, you know, 10th canto Bhagavatam. You know, so he wrote this Krishna book in 1970 itself, and he got it printed. So they were selling, you know, thousands of copies. Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it's one of the favorite books of Americans that time. You know, they were all purchasing so many Krishna books. So Srila Prabhupada said, simply by reading this Krishna book, one will get love of God, even if he thinks that it is a fiction. Even if something, you know, just read it like a story, still, you know, one will get love of Godhead. So that was the interest of Srila Prabhupada. Like that. So that is why, because King Barhishman, he did not have this kind of spiritual master. He did not meet this kind of spiritual master before. That's why he was induced to do all kinds of these fruitive activities, all kinds of fruitive activities, and he is lamenting that, you know, I did not meet you before. I did not meet you before, you know. Otherwise, I would have done all this devotional service. That is why Srila Prabhupada, you know, Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gunayinu, you know, Manusha Janam Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya, you know, Janiya Suniya Vishakhayinu. You know, once Srila Prabhupada, so you asked, what is your favorite bhajan? Srila Prabhupada said, this is Hari Hari Bifale, you know, Hari Hari Bifale. So this is. If you don't take up Krishna consciousness seriously, then even though we got human form of life, if you don't worship Radha and Krishna, then it is knowingly drinking poison. You know, knowingly drinking poison. So then somebody may say, this religion, that religion, what about that? Right? Srila Prabhupada made it very clear. You know, Hinduism. In one lecture, on 10th chapter, 1st canto Bhagavatam, he was speaking. Why should we prefer Hindus over Muslims or Christians? In what way they are better? Why should we support one set of rascals against another set of rascals? You know? Then he said, Hindus, they say cow killing is bad. Muslims, they say cow killing is good. Which is better? Who is to follow? Prabhupada said, real religion means, if the Christians, they say that God and all that, okay, let them follow their God, but let them demonstrate that, you know, they love God more than matter. Let them give more prominence to the matter, more prominence to the God than matter. So if they give more prominence to the matter, then how they... So the symptom of real religious person, whether it is a Christian, Srila Prabhupada said, we don't believe in converting somebody to Hinduism or anything. You know, our movement is scientific. Krishna consciousness movement is scientific. You know, we want to teach people how to love God. So if somebody, by following their own religion, you know, if they become lovers of God, then no problem. Otherwise, come to us, we will teach. So the essence of all religion is to how to love God. You know? Once there was in Los Angeles, they arranged Les Crane, some popular TV show was there, and there was some debate between Srila Prabhupada and Campus Crusade for Christ, CCCC, you know, Dr. Morgan, you know, father. So there was a debate, and then the interviewer, Les Crane, he asked Srila Prabhupada, what is your concept? Oh, we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, and the duty of the parts and parcels is to serve the whole. Then he asked, who is Krishna? Oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he asked, what is the devil? Oh, devil means, as it is our duty to serve Krishna, but when we forget to serve Krishna, then we all become devil. You know? Then he asked some question to that Dr. Morgan, you know, the sin and all that, he said. Then he asked the Prabhupada, can we follow Jesus Christ? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, why not? He is a son of our father. He is son of God. Why not? You know. Then he asked Dr. Morgan, can you follow their Krishna consciousness process? Then that father said, no, we can't follow. Because our father, our Jesus Christ, he gave us a very narrow path. He gave us a very narrow path. You know, we can't follow. Then he asked the Prabhupada, can we go to heaven by reading Bible? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, why not? It is the you know, word of God. Any word of God will do. Then he asked, can you go to heaven by reading Bhagavad Gita? Did I say correct, Bhagavad Gita? Then he was saying. Then that fellow, he was very inconvenienced. No, it's not. Our path is very narrow. Then again he asked, can we go to heaven by reading Bhagavad Gita? You know, he said no. You know, in the whole episode, so many audience were there, and it's a very popular show, it seems. Like Kaun Badega, Karodpati, just like that. Some millions of people watch, it seems. So, then there was a question answer session. One person got up and asked this father, that if your religion is so good, why you killed some, I think, red Indian, I think he's American, native Indian, why you killed millions of us, you know, he asked. Then there was some argument and all that. Then one lady asked the Prabhupada, is Krishna Swami's God? Prabhupada said, no, Krishna is God. It is our name for God. He is the chief name, but God gets his name by his activities. So if you have some name in your religion, you can chant. Then everybody clap. You know. So then after the interview was over, everybody understood you know, that these Christians, so-called Christians and all, you know, that Dr. Morgan and all, he came out to be a bigot and narrow-minded, you know, fanatic and all. But they praised Prabhupada, you know. And of course, that time Americans, after the show was over, Prabhupada was walking towards his car, and one American came and slapped Srila Prabhupada. Swami, nice interview, huh? You know, I am also a yogi, he was saying. So Srila Prabhupada, then later on, one of the students of that Morgan, he came and asked Mukunda Prabhu, how many followers you have? Mukunda Maharaj just told lies, 5,000. Oh, so many. And then after Srila Prabhupada came and asked, what was he asking? He was asking how many followers we had. I told 5,000. I think they are afraid of us. Srila Prabhupada commented, they are afraid of us. So then Srila Prabhupada is writing in the commentary that because these Christians and all, they are very narrow-minded, you know. Another time, Srila Prabhupada was arguing with one Christian. He said, why are you saying that, you know, God is unlimited or limited? He said, unlimited. If God is unlimited, why are you saying he can have only one good son? If God is unlimited, he can have unlimited good sons. Why are you saying Jesus is the only way? Yeah, he was arguing like that. So, they are very narrow-minded and all. But Srila Prabhupada, he told Harishwari Prabhu, like, we don't have so much good opinion about Islams and all that, right? Muslims and all. But Srila Prabhupada once told to Harishwari Prabhu, today I got a dream I saw the planet where pious Muslims go. Oh, Harishwari Prabhu was surprised. Oh, is there such a planet? Srila Prabhupada said, yes. You know? So Srila Prabhupada gave credit. Whoever can love God, then he is truly religious person. You know? So otherwise, they simply mislead their followers. They simply mislead their followers. Like that. Once one interviewer, he was asking Srila Prabhupada, what this meditation that Mahesh Yogi, Maharshi Yogi was teaching? Oh, Prabhupada said, you can't do meditation without controlling the senses. You know, you must control the senses. Then only you can do meditation. Then that interviewer asking, is it that I've seen in India that people, you know, like if you go to South India, some of these Tamilians, they put, some chains in their, tongue. You know, they pierce some, you know, and then they pull some vehicle, you know, with their tongues. You know, right? Sudam? You don't know? Come on. We were driving to Coimbatore, we are going in one car. Then there we saw Palani comes on the way. Palani comes on the way. So Palani, Subramanya Swami's devotees, they do all this. You know, they pull the, you know, or they put, you know, they pierce one, you know, some nail, and they tie, you know, iron chain, and they pull the jeep or some vehicle and all that. You know, so like that. So this interviewer was asking, I saw one yogi sleeping on the nails. Srila Prabhupada said, this is a trick. It's nonsense. It's not perfection. It is a trick. Then suppose if somebody cuts your hand and you don't feel pain, is that perfection? Is that sense control? Srila Prabhupada said, you give chloroform like during the anesthesia, during operation, and you cut. That time also you don't feel pain. You know, you don't feel pain. Then he asked, what is perfection? Srila Prabhupada said, you suppose if you leave me in the midst of naked women, and then I am strong and potent, and I don't get disturbed, then that is sense control. So this kind of some miracle, you know. That's why, because they don't have knowledge of Krishna consciousness, you know, they are attracted to miracles, you know, Sai Baba producing gold and all that. And they are misled, you know, they are misled. But Srila Prabhupada, then all these priests and all that, you know, then what is actually like in conclusion of this Barhisman's, you know, saying, Prabhupada was saying, if you come to Krishna consciousness, you know, all your needs will be fulfilled. Then there is no more confusion. Right? Like somebody, Srila Prabhupada was saying, one Indian gentleman, he was arguing with Srila Prabhupada in Mexico City, said, people are starving. Prabhupada said, where people are starving? How many are dying of starvation? In America, there is no shortage of food, but people commit suicide. Death is there. So America, they are so rich, why are they becoming hippies? You know? Then that Indian was saying, because they are frustrated. Yes, Srila Prabhupada said, somebody needs food, somebody needs sex life, somebody needs something else. So everybody is in needy. Everybody is in needy. Everybody is in need. But if you come to Krishna consciousness, all your needs will be fulfilled. That's why these prachetas, you know, they were saying that parijate anjasa labde sarango anyan na sevate tvadangri moolam asadhya sakshat kim kim vrinimahi. Dear Lord, when the bee approaches the celestial tree called the parijat, it certainly does not leave the tree because there is no need for such action. Similarly, when we have approached your lotus feet and taken shelter of them, what further benediction may we ask of you? You know? May we ask of you. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that you know, somebody may go here, somebody may go there, somebody may go here. But if somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, his search has ended. You know, his search has ended. You know? Then there is no more, just like bees go to different plants because there is only very little nectar is available. So that's why for the fulfilling their needs, they go from one tree to another tree, from one tree to another tree, because their needs are not fulfilled completely. But when they come to Parijata tree, because the Parijata tree gives so much nectar, you know, that they get drowned in the nectar. So there is no need to go anywhere else. Right? Like that, this Krishna consciousness is the perfect. And in the end, Srila Prabhupada writes that, you know, everybody should take shelter of Paramahamsa Sharanam. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, taking shelter of the Paramahamsa, the liberated soul, and becoming successful in this life. In the same chapter which I read, Narada, this Prachetas, activities of Prachetas, Srila Prabhupada writes, association with devotees means association with liberated soul. You know, a perfect devotee. Perfect devotee means one who is liberated. Right? Complete Krishna consciousness. Like, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, are you perfect? Like, once he was there, and in the TV interview, one person was asking, how old are you? He asked Srila Prabhupada, 70 years, still all my teeth are intact. then he asked, are you liberated? Srila Prabhupada said, yes. Not only me, then some 20-30 disciples were sitting. All of them also are liberated. You know? Like that. Then once Sriparari Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, can we become self-realized by distributing your books? Srila Prabhupada said, very nice, because you are self-realized, that's why you are distributing books. You know? That's why you are distributing books. So, you... unless you are self-realized, how is that, you know, you are taking so much trouble to 24 hours distributing books? Like Tripurari Maharaj, he was very famous for he's one of the biggest book distributors in ISKCON world. So unless you are self-realized, how you are taking so much trouble to distribute books? You know, so this is the result of taking shelter of a pure devotee. You know, sau sonar ki, ek lohar ki, right? Like that. So today, Chita Dahi festival. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who was trying to run away from home and join the Krishna consciousness movement. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him that stay in your home and practice Krishna consciousness, you know, and then when the time comes, you can come. So Raghunath Das Goswami, even though he was living at home with his wife and parents and all, but still, he was internally very renounced, but externally, he was living like any other worldly man. His father and uncle, they are the tax collectors in Saptagram. And then there is one more, Muslim Chaudhary was there, and he was collecting previously. So this Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they made a pact with the king, and they started collecting directly the taxes. What they were doing, they were collecting 20 lakh coins, and they were supposed to give 15 lakh coins to the king, but they were only giving 12 lakhs, and remaining they are keeping. You know, they are supposed to keep only 5 lakhs for them, but they were keeping 8 lakhs for them. And this Chaudhary became very upset, and he was very envious. Then he wanted to arrest, you know, these two uncles, father and the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then they ran away, and then he arrested Raghunath Das Goswami. Then they put him, and he was warning them, and all, he was warning him and all. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, he said, "See, you are actually my like brother to my father and my uncle. You know, sometimes, you know, brothers, they fight with each other, and sometimes they sit and, you know, eat lunch and all. You know, so why are you, you know, so disturbed? You know, after all, I am your nephew. You know, because he was threatening him that I will beat you and all that. You know, then he said, "You are like a saint. You know, you are like a living saint. You know, why should you do like that?" So when Raghunath Das Goswami spoke very nicely, sweetly like that, then he started shedding tears. Then he said, okay, you know, this is very bad, you know, your father, at least they should give some portion, no? They are completely taking away all 8 lakh coins. You know, something, you know, we should share. So like that, Prabhupada said, he is very expert, even though he is a devotee, you know, he is very expert in dealings with, you know, worldly people. So later on, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. Panihati is near to Calcutta. You know, you can go. So there he came, and then he was surrounded by many wonderful devotees, and they were chanting and dancing. And then Raghunath Das Goswami came to know that Lord Nityananda, he was staying in Panihati. So he came to Panihati, and then he offered obeisances to Lord Nityananda. Then somebody informed Lord Nityananda, "Raghunath is offering obeisances." You know, then he was standing far, and the Lord Nityananda called, said, come, you are a thief, you know, you are avoiding me, I will give you punishment today." Then Raghunath Das Goswami said, "You know, it's my great fortune." Then Lord Nityananda said, "You should feed today, you know, all the devotees, you know, dahi chivda, you know." So whoever came, then Raghunath Das Goswami is a very rich man. Then he purchased, they brought huge pots, you know, and they purchased whatever milk is available and whatever curd is available, you know. So in one big pot, you know, bartan, they put chivda and yogurt, you know, bananas and all. In another, they put chivda, sugar and camphor and condensed milk. Like that. Then he called all the devotees. Then Lord Nityananda sat on a platform under a tree. And then he surrounded by many pure devotees of the Lord. And then everybody was given 2 pots each. One pot containing chivda soaked in milk another pot containing chivda soaked in curd. Right? And when everybody came to know that some Dahi Chivda festival is going on, then so many lakhs of people came. And some people are sitting on the platform, and some people are sitting on the floor around that. And then everywhere they were sitting, and if those who are not getting a place, they were sitting on the bank of Ganges. And still more people came, and they didn't get a place to sit, and they were going into the Ganges and standing, you know, the water is up to their waist, and they were all standing there. And Lord Nityananda ordered, everybody should be given two pots, you know, one pot containing this, one pot containing that. Then he said, he served all of them. Then everybody was, meanwhile, Raghav goes, anybody has gone to Panihati? No? I'm surprised. Raghav Pandit's house is there still. You know, they have a list, you know, all Damayanti. He used to cook a lot of, you know, prasadam and send every Chaturmasya, that every time the devotees would come from Bengal, to, you know, she would pack, you know, hundreds of gonis of prasad and send to Lord Chaitanya, you know, Damayanti. So all the list is there, and then like that. So Raghav Pandit told Lord Nityananda that you are eating here all these things. I kept some prasad for ready for you. You know, Lord Nityananda said, "Oh, I am basically a coward man, and I like to associate with other coward boys and sit on the bank of Ganges or Yamuna and, you know, have a picnic. You know, have a picnic." Like Srila Prabhupada said, the perfection of Krishna consciousness is to join the picnic of Lord Krishna and his friends. You know, right? That is the future of all Hare Krishna devotees, Srila Prabhupada said. You know, join the picnic of Lord Krishna and his friends. So then Lord Nityananda said, now I will eat this. Today night I will eat your prasad. Right? Then meanwhile, Lord Nityananda called for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and from each pot he was actually feeding to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was feeding to Lord Nityananda. And the devotees who were observing, they could not understand what Lord Nityananda is doing. But those who are fortunate, you know, they could understand that, you know, Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came, you know, and then they were having pastimes. And then both the lords sat and ate. Raghunath Das Goswami. There are so many businessmen from nearby places. They came with all the chivada, dahi and all that. So Raghunath Das Goswami paid the proper price, and he said, "You sit down and we'll feed you." And he fed all of them. So like that, there is a big festival happened today, chivda dahi festival. In Atlanta, also they do, right? It's called New Panihati. Right? They have a big festival in Atlanta. Maharaj is there. Every year His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj goes there. And they have a very big festival today. And all the devotees from America, they gather there. And so like that. So like this, Lord Raghunath Das Goswami is having trouble joining Lord Chaitanya's movement. But because Lord Nityananda called him and kept his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, and blessed him. So without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot get Radha and Krishna. Right? So Nitai Padakamala Koti Chanda Suchitala. Right? So take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. You know, his lotus feet are like millions of, you know, you get the coolness of millions of moons, right? Like that. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Chida Devi festival ki, Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Lord Nityananda ki.